Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the lovely ladies from CULA, Credit Union Women's Leadership Alliance.
You got
it. Get it right?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot to remember.
Yes.
But thank goodness for the acronym, CULA.
Yeah, great. Yes, you got it, CULA.
We have Linda White here. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing great.
The executive director of CULA.
Yes, Yeah, post-retirement and jumping
and
in.
Still doing it. Good for you.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't think anybody in this industry really retires.
No.
I think they just go do something else
to
contribute. So
great.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And then none other than Lily Newfarmer from Tarrant County's Credit Union. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Apostrophe S. Yes. I remember.
I know.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Good.
Appreciate it.
We're kind of in the home stretch of Nakiso here, at least on today. I think there's a whole other day tomorrow.
Yeah.
But before we talk about CULA, how is the conference going for you guys? Because I've seen you guys running around here like crazy. How's it going?
It's been great. Yesterday, actually, I was on a panel yesterday with credit panel to talk about what's going on there. So a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been good. I mean, the panel today about talent was really good.
Oh,
that was really good.
Yep.
Yeah, and then, you know, Ronaldo's killing it.
When does he not kill it?
Right?
You know, that guy.
I remember when he was a crasher.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that's where I met him.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, how time flies.
Yeah.
And look where he is
He's
now.
Right?
Well, it's a testament to that crasher program, isn't it?
Yeah.
It totally is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that what this conference brings, and I was talking to some of the leaders, Becky Reed, around what can we do to get more credit unions, period, to attend, but more small credit unions, because for me, you know, joining a CUSO, belonging to a CUSO, working with a CUSO is the only way we're going to get scale.
Right, right.
And so, you know, the solutions are here. Let's take advantage.
Yeah.
Let's talk to people. And so, truly trying to find a way. So Becky Reed created this this carve-out in this conference. Last year was the first time that was a workshop for small credit unions, like embedded into the conference and let's solve to the problem. Mike Kelly facilitated.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yep.
And so it's just getting the word out. Come out. We're supposed to be collaborating, right? I mean, that's a big piece, but we don't do it very well. And there are partners that can help us with that. So it's been
lined up right here in front
of
us.
They are.
You know?
And there's a lot of them that,
ready.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all like, all credit union run, basically, right?
Yes.
So they have that solid foundation there. So they know the mission. They know
what to do. They get us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Let's switch gears to the Alliance here. So Linda, what do you want? What's the latest here? Because every time we talk to you guys, there's some new iteration.
Yeah.
Something great has occurred.
Well,
so
Alliance is key. Because, like, you
alliance.
Know, the power of the Alliance is there.
Yeah.
We're just there. We're going into our fourth year. Our third conference coming up in September.
Well,
thank you. And we're growing. Growing rapidly, which is good. Because I always have to my statistics. You know, like 80% of the credit unions in the country are under 500 million assets. And of that, 60% are run by women. So that's like, we really provide that safe space for them to like share their tears, fears, cheers, and just to really like, what are those resources that we can share and learn?
Yeah.
You know, because de novo credit unions are great. And that is there to be able to, like, people that have, like, strong business backgrounds are starting up those new credit unions. So what about these other credit unions in the country that were, you have homegrown CEOs, that maybe there's some niche part of the leadership that they need a little help with? And how do we polish that? Let's not forget them. Because the reality is, if we don't have small credit unions, well,
we don't have an industry,
have an
I think,
industry.
In
we
my
don't.
Opinion.
100%.
The advocacy piece is critical, and that's where I think small credit unions play such an important role in how we serve our members. And not that large credit unions don't serve their members well. There's just this thing about we know our members quite well. And a lot of times for the members, it's where their lifeline, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I get phone calls sometimes on a weekend from a member, longtime member, hey Lily, I can't get XYZ to work, and anymore, I don't really know the answer.
Right.
Because I'm kind of more far removed from the operations, but mm-hmm. I know who to call. Mm-hmm. Like, I call my VP of Ops mm-hmm. or whatever and say, help me with this solution. And that may happen in large credit unions as well. I would imagine it might. But this level of service that we provide, and especially to our members in our communities.
Yeah, yeah.
That when we get on that hill, right, mm-hmm. in the advocacy piece mm-hmm. and really speak to that.
Tell the story.
That's where the rub sort of
Well, and
in.
That's a great story, and I'm sure you've shared it with the folks on the hill, so to speak, or your representative.
Yeah.
And like, oh my gosh, a member has that kind of access to the leader of the credit union? Are
that's
you kidding
right.
me?
That's
How
right.
many companies can say that? Not
that's
very
right.
many,
yeah.
you
no,
know,
not
if
many.
At all. So that says that's a huge testament right there. So
yeah.
So what's on the agenda for 2024 for Kira? You got do we have a laundry list?
We do.
Like one of those CVS receipts that goes on forever.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Well, yeah,
save
like a car title purchase order. We're growing rapidly. What does that look like? Because I retired from my credit union in 2022 and jumped into the role of executive
director. And look
director.
At you now, Linda.
Oh my God! Right. So we, you know, like you
she
said,
she doesn't retire.
Right. We are working. There's just a lot. It's like, you know, we're a 501c3, and how do we keep the lights on and grow? So there's a lot that we're doing. We have our coaching program. We're getting ready to do a direct mail piece to all of those 2,000 of you that are eligible for CULA that don't know about us yet to do that. So that's a big deal,
okay.
Doing that mail out, making sure we have the strong messaging across all platforms,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
identifying people to go out there and spread the word, and everybody be talking the same thing, mm-hmm. because people say, CULA, I kind of know about that.
Yeah.
But like I said, the alliance is really strong
mm-hmm.
in getting people to kind of understand that our members, like, they share, they grow,
yeah.
and that's what we're looking out for. I mean, last time I did the analysis, we have, like, I think 15 billion plus in collective assets of our members.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's
impressive.
Big deal. Yeah, yeah.
And these are smaller-ish.
They're under 300 million.
Yeah,
yeah. And of our members, we have 230 members now. 40% are under 50 million. And 60% are over 50 million.
Okay. So what are the, I won't say requirements seems such a harsh word, but who's the ideal member for this group?
A female woman of a credit union under 300 million assets.
Okay.
And so for the future, it's like we're looking, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is that missing middle? Can we serve it? What do we do? And then do we have the capacity? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm part-time.
One person.
I know the feeling.
Right?
I know the feeling. One person.
You know, and I don't want to be full-time, and what does that look like for the future? But what I do know, and my true north is the members, because I was that CEO 22 years ago that needed some help in this area. I grew successfully with my credit union and turned it over
mm-hmm.
and had succession planning.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we make that continue to happen?
Yeah.
How do we
yeah.
fill those gaps as our members start to retire? How do we fill those gaps? So there's a lot. That's
yeah.
And Lily's going to chime in.
Well, we just had a planning session a couple of weeks ago, and Barb Lohman facilitated it. And she's amazing, and she's been a credit union, a CULA fan and friend from day one. And, you know, really, really made us think, like, you know, we are, the founders and board members are so, God, this is our baby, right? Like, we bore this thing, and we, you know, and through a lot of sweat equity, and most of it was because it's something we believed in and had a passion for, but Linda Bodie, who mm-hmm. she and I sat on the couch.
Yeah, I remember.
You know,
yes.
She doesn't say much when she does. Lean in.
Yeah, you listen. Yeah.
And as a founder and a board member, she said, you know, of course everybody wants to keep their baby a baby,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But eventually the baby has to grow.
Right.
Right. Right? And then you help it through its toddler stages mm-hmm. and through it. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we don't want to keep it a baby, but we also know that there's capacity.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure Linda stays, you know, or gets right. We're already contracting help in various areas so that, because Linda can't do it. This is all great problems.
I was about to say, that's a good problem to have.
Great problems to have.
Mm-hmm.
But ones that we have to address, because the bottom line is this, when we came together 3.5, almost 4 years ago, it was all about the sustainability of small credit unions. So if CULA isn't sustainable, then we can't do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's really around how can CULA be sustainable?
Right.
Because clearly there's a need for what we're trying to
right.
do. Because if you could just see, Mike, some of the testimonials from some of the women that are members, you know, that have said, I had no idea you know, that this could happen if I did this, mm-hmm, or, mm-hmm, you know, this one simple policy, or I'm having an issue with the,
yes,
board member,
yeah,
and really have no one to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
And that commitment to our safe space so that they feel like, okay, and not only that, we come from a solutions-based approach, right? Well, not just here's a policy, but Linda's like, I'm going to drive down and help you with your call report. I mean, things that,
wow,
are, you know, right. And so that's what we do. That's what we're about. But we do recognize that baby's growing up,
mm-hmm,
and we need to make sure we put the guardrails, but also not so tight, right, that we can't grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that's, mm-hmm, what we're working through. And it's said a lot.
So what do you guys want to accomplish here? Are you, like, recruiting new members, obviously, getting more awareness out? What
awareness
are some of the goals?
Please.
What do you want to achieve?
Awareness and also, like, you know, like Becky's, like Becky bringing on the small
creating, yeah,
that section.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like I said, I was in there yesterday on a panel, and also to kind of see what there are. I mean, there's CUSOs that really do want to reach out and help small credit unions. And we can actually share how. Because like Lily said, is, you know, we don't have a lot of small credit unions coming to NACUSO.
Mm-hmm,
so to,
mm-hmm,
kind of go here and see what kind of partners there are.
They should be coming here.
Yeah,
yes,
right. They should.
And all the answers are right there.
There, yes, they are. Mm-hmm. And to really know what who's in it to really help you.
Because, mm-hmm,
there's,
mm-hmm,
a lot. And I have, yeah, met people here that are kind of going, oh my gosh, I was on the panel yesterday and talking to some of the ladies. To like, I love what you're saying. How can we help? How can we help? So,
and we've had our male counterparts too say,
yes,
I know I can't be a member. How? What can I do to support?
Oh, that's,
right,
awesome.
And so it's
awesome.
Been really,
yeah,
we quickly learned probably into year one. Well, then COVID happened, so maybe not year one, but 18 months
nothing
in,
happened then, Lily.
No, my goodness. 18 months in, 2 years, we learned that. And golly, this, we found something where folks have needed this.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's wonderful,
mm-hmm,
but then you have to pay attention to it. And so when Linda said, look, Linda's a founder, and Linda said, I'm looking to retire in the next, you know, few months, and I said, oh my gosh, would you like to be our first employee? Right?
Hey,
because honestly, right?
Timing.
And it worked out beautifully.
Yep.
One singular, because up until then it was 13 founders trying to work through this thing, our baby,
mm-hmm,
and running our shops.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah,
you
it's
know,
a lot.
Once we had a singular focus, Linda has,
right,
just, it's part of the growth. But,
mm-hmm,
again, it's great.
That's what you need.
And we have a great board, and me, because, you know, any nonprofit needs a working board,
mm-hmm,
so to speak. But,
mm-hmm,
yeah, it's awesome. The support's there, the need is there, and small credit unions need to be there.
Indeed.
Yeah. 100%.
Where are you guys going to be next? What's the next?
We have our own conference.
Okay.
In Madison. So last year, mm-hmm, it was in San Francisco. The year before that, it was in Santa Fe. So we're really trying to. It's in Madison, and True Stage is wonderful. They're offering up their
lighthouse.
Their lighthouse,
oh,
venue.
Oh, yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
We have a lot
very
of small,
nice,
cranians who have never been, mm-hmm, to what used to be the mothership, right?
Exactly,
so
yes, I remember, yeah.
We think that might be great. But so that conference, and then I don't
I'll
know
if Linda's
looking at going to Max.
Oh, I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll be at Max.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so we have a lot of our members go to Inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not,
okay,
going to Inclusive because we have a lot of members that go to Inclusive,
okay,
in New York.
Okay.
So
I'll be there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And something that pops up
be?
Here, there. Yeah,
because,
yeah,
I feel like
where am
you're
I not going to be?
Right.
I'm not going to be at home.
Right. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I signed up for this. It's all right. You know? So, yeah. Well, gosh, I'm so
thank
happy
you.
To see that you guys are having growing pains problems,
yeah,
because those are, like you said earlier, Lily, those are great problems to have.
Yeah.
But it means this is a success,
yeah,
and it's continuing down that road. So,
right,
I'm really happy to see where this is headed for you guys. So, yeah,
yeah,
and look forward to see what's next. Let me know. I'm always happy to help send out the message and get out there for you guys, because I think this is a valued item in our industry that
really
is sorely needed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you for your time.
Oh my
thank
gosh,
you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for yours.
I feel like every time we meet, I give you a new number. And now we're at 150, and now we're at 230, and now we're,
good,
you know, and so
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
it's
make
fun.
250, let's do 300.
Let's do,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, why not?
Set
right,
the bar.
Guys. Our year end goal
thank
is 500.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're halfway there.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Thank
all right, guys. Thank you so
appreciate
much for
thank
all you,
you
guys do
you.
In any capacity in this
thank
industry.
You.
We really appreciate it. So, yeah,
thank
good
you,
stuff.
Right.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Linda, Lily.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
NACUSO Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Trisen, and Visint, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns podcast, Despite Impossible.